Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the situation. Lecrae has been under some fire because of his non-comment. It's really interesting how this happened. So a very popular white male pastor said, let's not call this white blessings, white privilege. Let's call this white blessings. And so white blessings is now trending on social media. And Lecrae is being ridiculed and criticized because he didn't really speak up during that moment. Now, if you don't think white privilege is a thing, I want you to consider this. A black guy named Lecrae is being dragged on social media because of what a white guy said during a conversation. If you don't think white privilege is a thing, there you have it. Okay. Now, Lecrae has spoken about this and definitely has more to say. And instead of reading a passage, we have him on the show. Lecrae, award-winning megastar, someone who absolutely changed the game of Christian hip hop and has become a household name to many. Lecrae, thank you for being on the show. How are you?
Oh, man, appreciate the opportunity to be here, man. It's a rough year all around, so this is to it.
It is. You know, Lecrae, when I first saw the conversation, and I see you sitting there, you're young, you're African-American, and no disrespect to our white brothers and sisters, but you're sitting there with old, rich white guys. And I'm saying, okay, this isn't going to end well in the first place. But why was this conversation needed? What was it for?
Well, initially, it was Dr. King was there, and I think it was an opportunity. You know, what was communicated to me was this was an opportunity for him to educate his largely white congregation on what was going on. You know, he felt as if they just were not tuned in and did not care. I won't say didn't care, but just were oblivious to everything that was going on. And so he wanted to bring the conversation to their doorstep. So that's how it started. And in the morning of, Dr. Bernice King had to back out because she had some health issues. So it was just me and, as you said, two white men.
And that is a noble reason, right? Because many of us have said, including you, that in order for this conversation to move, we must put the emphasis on white leaders having these conversations amongst themselves with other white people, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, obviously, I believe that the conversation, you know, hindsight, it should have been a private conversation where they could navigate through some of their thoughts and fumble and us be able, and a conversation where they were coming to listen and not to lead. I think that's another area where that was a huge misstep.
How did you get approached about this meeting?
You know, there was some issues after Ahmaud Arbery where that particular pastor was addressed for not speaking up, and a mutual friend of ours had passed away, and so we were there at his memorial, and we talked about it. We talked about how, you know, why he didn't speak up when Ahmaud Arbery passed, and some of the conflict within his church, and I just talked to him a little bit about some of my thoughts, and then I'm assuming he just realized that I was willing to engage that subject matter, so he reached out to me and asked me if I would be a part of the panel.
Okay. And initially, Dr. Bernice King was going to be part of this panel as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would
In hindsight, yeah, it definitely would have. But in hindsight, do you think that the pastor who called you, do you think he used you or attempted to use you, or was he just naive on some things himself?
You know, obviously, I can't ever judge anybody's sincerity, so I can't know his internal motive. I do know that, you know, that's the risk that I have to take, you know, when I'm in these situations. Is this an opportunity for people to use me to look as if they are, you know, speaking out, and that they're moving in the direction of dealing with race? And and you know, I don't think I thought that through fully. You know what I mean? So obviously, Dr. Bernice King being there gave me a little more confidence that this was a sincere move. And so I couldn't say his motive, but I can say, obviously, you know, there's a lot of naivete. You know, like, he's definitely naive. I don't think he would have said what he said if he didn't have a lot of blind spots. A lot of things that were done in that whole conversation, you know, were evidence that, oh, man, there's a lot of blind spots. This probably shouldn't happen in front of thousands of people.
It was silly as hell. I don't think I've ever heard a sillier comment in a genuine race conversation. And we're talking about authentic leaders. They are authentic leaders. This is a real conversation about race. It was a transparent conversation about race. And then the terminology to switch from white privilege to white blessing just really threw me off. And it really made everything. It made me question everything, even though I may not need to question everything. It made me question everything when he said white blessing. Let me read a comment that you made on Twitter. You said, processing a lot. I think in my attempt to be diplomatic and gracious, I missed an opportunity to care for the very people I came to represent. I knew I was uncomfortable, but I was so excited to educate. I still have some gaps in my education. Lecrae, I know exactly how you feel, man. I could feel it coming from you when it happened. You know what I mean? I knew you wanted to say something more, but you were trying to be diplomatic. Yeah. You were uncomfortable, obviously. You knew the comment he made was ridiculous. Everybody knows that. But you're still in this space to have a diplomatic conversation. And you're representing the thought processes of a lot of black people.
Right. Yeah. Now, that was tough. You know, if I'm going to be 100% honest, just the night before, I was, you know, off of university in zone 3. In the protest, you know, and I was fired up hot. You know what I mean? I was fired up hot. I'm talking to the police officers, and I'm asking them, have y'all seen this video? Like, how come y'all don't quell this audience by articulating that it bothers you too? You know what I'm saying? You see, we all out here mad. So I wasn't in a good headspace. And, and I had even asked my wife, I was like, yo, pray for me before I come in here and talk this morning, because I'm just hot. You know what I mean? I'm not in a good headspace. And so in the midst of all of that, I'm trying to, like, man, let me keep my cool. Let me keep my composure. Right. And what do I do? How do I process this? And then at the same time, you know, I think the problem is I was centering the conversation around white listeners and not thinking about all the black listeners that are there that need to hear, you know, that this is painful rhetoric and this is hurtful language that you're using right now. And that's the mistake, you know, that I would correct if I could go back, you know what I'm saying, in that moment. But I was shocked, you know, I just really was shocked. Like, whoa, you know, it's hard to dance on your feet that quick. It's like you want to say you would have threw a haymaker or you would have hit the shot from this angle. But in the moment, you're just like, what just happened? And you're trying to respond as quick as you can.
For those who have not heard it, I'm going to have my producer play the clip of what the pastor said, and then we'll come back to you, Lecrae.
People call this white privilege, and when you say those two words, it just is like a fuse goes off for a lot of white people, because they don't want somebody telling them to check their privilege. And so I know that you and I both have struggled in these days with, hey, if the phrase is the trip up, let's get over the phrase and let's get down to the heart.
Sure.
Let's get down to what then do you want to call it? And I think maybe a great thing for me is to call it white blessing.
Now, of course.
Man, I got to laugh not to cry, Lecrae. I'm serious, man. And he said, for me, I call it white blessing. So obviously he's thought about this. This is something that maybe he debated with somebody about. I don't know. But this is my first time ever hearing this. Have you ever heard white blessing taking the place of the terminology white privilege before that conversation?
Never. And I wish you would have ran that by me beforehand. I just, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you know.
Okay.
It was just like, man. Yeah.
But do you not find it ironic? Because I do think you deserve some level of criticism. I think you would say the same. But do you not find it ironic that you're getting more criticism than the white guy who said it?
You know, I think what it is that, you know, we're hurt, man. We're all hurt around everything that's going on. So there's so much pain that it's like, come on, fam. Like, you're supposed to hold us down. You're supposed to.
And that's exactly the spirit, man. That's exactly the spirit. I'm a college professor at a few colleges. One of those colleges happens to be a Christian university. And when I tell you they love you, Lecrae, I had students, and this college is a mixed race college. I had white students, black students, students from Brazil. I had all kind of students reaching out to me, expressing sadness, disappointment, and also questions. And naturally, it all came from a place of love. None of them were super critical of you as a person. Nobody questioned your character. They only questioned the moment.
Yeah, and that's difficult. You know, obviously, there's people who are not familiar with me at all who that's a defining moment for them. You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate. You know, that's obviously not my heartbeat. I don't agree with it. It's not something that I would condone. And even me sitting there, you know, it's like I'm not in my head, but not in agreement. I'm trying to track with them, like, okay, wait, what is happening right now? And but again, it was more shock. It was more like, okay, how do I dribble around this? And I tried to steer the conversation, but another thing people don't know is that so many of those moments happened. It was like I was dancing the whole time trying to course correct so many things. You know what I mean? Like, just like ideas of what we needed as a people. And I'm like, nah, that's not what we need. Or like, I mean, this is a day after you know, Atlanta's on fire because of Rashard Brooks. And there's a comment, you know, on that panel about how we need to respect and love our police officers. And I'm like, this is not the time for what is you talking about? You know, so it was so many things I'm trying to course correct and I'm dancing. You know what I'm saying? So it was exhausting. And it was just like shock. Like, yo, man, the problem for me was I wasn't coming to have a debate. You know what I mean? Like, I was coming with the mindset that I was coming in a mindset of like, all right, this is about to be love and some sort of like, you know, collective restorative moment. And so my mindset wasn't on like, it's time to box. My mindset was on like, all right, you know, y'all trying to really learn and grow. And so I just was taken aback by the whole thing.
Have you had a conversation with the pastor since the comment or since this went viral?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, right after the conversation, you know, we had a sidebar because so much stuff had happened and I had to discuss, you know, all of those particular things. So, and then even later that night, you know, I had to hit him and say, listen, you know, you have to lean into this in terms of like, this can't be virtue signaling because, you know, you got me up on the stage. And it's a moment for you in terms of like, look, I care about race issues, but we don't want a moment. We're tired of conversations. We need action.
Yeah.
So if you're sincere, you're gonna have to lean into this and not for no weeks, no months, but years. You got to lean into
right.
this. So, you know, that was some conversation with him, afterward. And so, you know, that's on him. I think, you know, for me, I'm going to continue to do the work that I've been doing. Obviously, this is a very low moment and a missed opportunity. But, you know, it's a lesson learned. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful for people who, you know, gave me wisdom and gave me insight and was like, bro, let me explain to you how you you know, you missed this shot right here. And I'm grateful for it. You know, I learned a lot from
it. Lecrae, you are a stand-up individual. I've seen you in concert, a remarkable, brilliant, and engaging performer. You just have talent out the wazoo. We also work together, Breaking Into Business, where we fund young entrepreneurs. I work with that program. You work with that program as well, where we basically give money to children who invent things or come up with great innovative products. And you do so much more, man. Tell us about the work you do.
Well, right now, you know, I'm really focused on the west side of Atlanta. There's a school called Peace Prep and English Ave, which I had the privilege of helping to shape and you know, just raising a lot of support to keep that school thriving. It's been there for the last 5 years. And, you know, Grove Park Renewal, I'm on the board there. So we just, you know, working with organizations in the community, Paul Kids, just trying to make sure that people don't get priced out of their community over there. Also, masks for the people. We're just making sure that inmates in the state of Georgia have masks amid the coronavirus, because you know that's an injustice of itself for them to not be able to be cared for. So, you know, all of these issues, especially pertain to you know, disenfranchised communities in the black community. So, you know, I'm still going to do the work. You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't have a opportunity to speak, I'm still going to do the work and you know, I'm grateful for the you know, all those who supported in these endeavors.
Well, listen, man, you know where your blessing comes from. The love that people have for you far outweighs any temporary hate that somebody may throw on you because of a moment. God takes us through tests so that we can pass them, but he knows that we're prepared for them. I think you actually passed the test. Now, in that moment, it was a different story. You look at it. You now have learned, you've passed that test. You will be presented with other opportunities in the future, obviously, to be a stronger and more precise ally, like your heart is already. I appreciate you, Lecrae. How can people follow you on social media?
You know, just L-E-C-R-A-E at Lecrae. And yeah, man, I appreciate the love and the support. And I love my people, to death. And I'm going to continue fighting and standing up. So I appreciate y'all.
Well said, man. We ride with you, Lecrae. I appreciate your time on the show. We'll talk soon.
All right. Blessings.
Blessings. Not white blessings, though. Just the regular kind.
Okay. Nah, not white.
All right. Thanks, Lecrae. We'll talk soon, man. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.